On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Have you ever made a mistake at a new job so embarrassing you wanted to quit on the spot?
I did quit.
Oh, I can't wait to get into this. So there's a new survey found that nearly half of Marylanders say their biggest fear when starting a new job is making a mistake and looking incompetent in front of their new coworkers. Honestly, I get it. Starting something new is terrifying, especially when everyone's watching your every move and you're trying to be cool with all your new coworkers. But listen, we've all been there before. So I'm hoping that this conversation that we're about to have will make us all feel less alone and all feel less embarrassed when we make these mistakes. So what is the most embarrassing mistake you have ever made at work? Charlotte, I need to hear your story first because now I'm intrigued.
So I worked at Yankee Candle for like 2 whole weeks in college. Friend was leaving and she had been like a key holder. So they were like, do you know anyone who could do it? And I need a job.
Wait, what's a key holder?
You're not quite a manager.
Okay.
But like you can like open and like close up. So I got the schedule, but I mixed up which day was like the day it was. So I thought that I was coming in at 10 a.m.
Okay.
But I actually was supposed to open the store at like 7 a.m. And all these people were like calling the mall and stuff. Like, I guess people were like, we have to go to Yankee Candle at 7 a.m. right now. So they were like, hey, where you at? And I was like, ooh, maybe this isn't for me. And I just left. I was like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, I just can't show my face ever again.
So you just quit on the spot because you just did not even want to deal with the embarrassment of seeing them.
I could already tell it wasn't a good fit, but that was like, it was the kick in the pants I needed it to be like, this is just not coming back.
But you know what? It was an honest mistake.
I felt so bad.
It's one thing if you knew what time you were supposed to be at work and you deliberately were like, no, I'm not going to go
it.
But that's not what you did. And this is why we're having this conversation because.
And I was in college, so I was trying to keep track of that schedule plus this. It was totally my fault, but it happened.
It was a fair accident. Okay, we're talking about what is the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made at work. So I started a new job. I worked in the industry for about 10 years. And this was my very first restaurant job. And I had finally moved up to server from being a hostess.
Okay.
And exciting. I was working at this restaurant, True Food Kitchen in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, I would consider it low-key fine dining, a hippie version of fine dining.
Nice.
But it was very complicated. There was like a lot of like allergies and recipes, and we had to know all the things. And the section I was given was literally right in the middle of the restaurant in this massive dining room. That was where my section was. And I had this long 10-top table that is right in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. And there was a party of 10. And I was so busy. I was slammed. I had every single table somebody was sitting at, and I tried to take all of their drinks at the same time on this really massive tray.
Oh,
no. Yeah. So that was my mistake. I should have done multiple trips, but I didn't want to do it because I knew that was going to put me behind and I thought I could do it, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm in the middle of this room, I'm trying to hold my tray that has like probably 7 to 10 drinks on this massive tray. I'm leaning over trying to give them all of their drinks. I leaned over too far and the entire tray falls on this woman all over her.
No.
And then the two friends that she was sitting in the middle of, they also get wet because they were there. And then I look like I peed myself because the pants that we were wearing were like light gray. Mm-mm. And they were this kind of like thin linen kind of material. So because I was in the middle of the room, when I tell you that everybody stopped, turned, and looked at me, sees all this broken glass on the ground, these women enraged, every right to be. I just spilled all of these cocktails and syrups on their clothing. Mm-hmm. And then I look like I peed myself. Mm-hmm. I could not even fathom showing my face at the restaurant.
And that's
again.
Reasonable.
You know?
Did you quit?
No.
Fair.
I didn't quit, but I was embarrassed and I said I was sick for the next 3 days. But listen, like, what is the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made at work? Char, who is on to?
Katie from Eldersburg.
Okay, Katie in Eldersburg. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made at work?
So it was my first day working at a horse rescue in Maryland. And I was taking a horse down to like get farrier work done. And she was being a bit unruly, so he like tried to take off. And when he tried to take off, I planted my feet, my pants ripped.
No.
Completely ripped down the entire inseam. But you know, you don't have an extra pair of pants, so I just walked around because it was like early morning by the time it happened. I just walked around with duct tape on my pants.
Oh, all day. That's a creative solution.
Wait, was it cold? Yeah. Like, was it cold when you were doing this? Like, what was the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I mean, it wasn't great, you know, walking around with duct tape, meeting people. It was like a huge facility, yeah.
I am so sorry. Well, first of all, thank you for even doing that. I think that's like an incredible thing to be doing, like a horse rescue. But you're right. You're like, hey, it's my first day. Didn't think I was going to rip my pants. No, so I didn't bring an extra, and now it's freezing cold. There's like dew on the grass, and I'm just out here free as a bird with the horses. What do you expect from me?
Together by duct tape.
Always have duct tape on hand.
Always have duct tape. And hey, just how I was telling you guys a little bit earlier, when I spilled all the drinks on that woman, I spilled it all on myself, and I had to finish my shift looking like I peed myself. So just know you're not alone, girl. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for that, Katie. Have a good morning.
You too.
What's the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made at work, Char? Who's on three?
This is Summer from Pasadena.
Hey, Summer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you at work?
So I have a meeting for my job every Monday at 8.
Yeah.
And one morning I woke up late. My alarm didn't go off. So the alarm for my 8 a.m. meeting turns on, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like running. I'm like going to grab my work phone, going to log on to Teams for the meeting. And little did I know that the microphone was on as well as the camera as I'm mid getting into the shower, trying to like hurry up and rush to get ready. And my teammates are like texting me, and I didn't see this until after the call. And they're like, hey, just so you know, like your camera's on. And the only reason I knew that it was on during the call is because one of my teammates actually called me out, like, in the team. They were like,
like, are you serious? Are you serious? You only heard it from the volume of being like, hey girl, we're seeing everything. Hello.
I was like such in a frenzy. I was trying to wake up. Like, we were late. My daughter was late for school.
Oh, no.
So I literally was 2 seconds away. Like, I was definitely unclothed, but I was 2 seconds away from putting the phone literally in my shower, like on the shelf, so I could listen to the meeting.
What? You were gonna take the phone with you? Oh my God.
It could have been much worse.
Oh, my. Honestly, thank God in that moment that your coworkers aren't creeps and they were just telling you like, hey, girl, mayday, mayday, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Summer, thank you so much for sharing that this morning. Hey, listen, it's happened to all of us. The embarrassing moments are going to happen. It's just a matter of it is what it is.
I laughed about it.
It is what it is.
I laughed about it now.
Maybe just double check on Teams next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.